This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know what I mean? Stuffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys, and all of the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you don't recognize my voice, it's not Bradley Dean. He is down in Florida today, asked me to fill in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley live here from the sunny U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. If you would like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty and also Bradley Dean. And you can follow Bradley on Twitter at Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. If I sound a little funky today, I'm battling some allergies. I've been battling for about a little over a week now, and I had to lay down because these things just suck the life out of me. So bear with me. I'll try to be upbeat and not as I sound, as I feel, hopefully not conveying that to you as you listen. Let me take you over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com for a couple of stories, things that are going on in our country and around the world. And then we're going to talk in the next segment about something that I've written on before, something that Bradley has obviously hit on before. And it is why really we are in the situation that we're in. And I want you to be thinking about that before I give you some of these headlines. And that is, you know, many people have put their faith in a man, whether it was Obama when he was usurping the office, or whether it's Donald Trump, or whether it's your favorite representative or your favorite political party or whatever. They have, you know, put their faith not in God, but behind a man. And some of you will immediately protest that, say, well, I don't trust any man. I don't put my faith in man. But you listen to how you will justify the man who wears your political jersey when he is doing wrong. That will tell me whether or not you have idolized him or not. If you're able to say, okay, yeah, I can see that point, and you concede that point, and you realize that he has violated the law, that he has acted immorally or whatever the case may be, then I don't think you've idolized the man. But if at every turn something is pointed out and you look to justify it, or you look to see some way to excuse the behavior, then you've obviously idolized the man. So if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, don't. Okay? That's what we'll go when we talk in the next segment about Trump's comments about the sodomite mayor, Pete Buttigieg. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump quietly has reversed the Obama policy that allowed illegal aliens to work, and I probably could have rephrased that headline a little better to allow them to, where Obama allowed them to work much more easily. by using the issue of letters going out to employers where names and Social Security numbers don't match. Now, look, I don't care for the Social Security Administration. I don't care for the IRS. I don't care for a lot of federal agencies that aren't part of our Constitution that are often infringing on our rights or, you know, whatever the case may be, forcing us to engage in socialism in this country to, despite what President Trump says. But this is not such a bad thing if you're going to deal with the immigration the way he says he's going to deal with it. And that is, you're simply saying somebody is obviously needs to be questioned as to why their name doesn't meet what their Social Security number says is assigned to that person. And look, we know from history that Barack Obama couldn't even pass E-Verify to work at McDonald's. Okay, why? Because his Social Security is a fraud. His Social Security number is a fraud. We already know that. And yet he's the one pushing that through. Doesn't seem to be that this is hard to understand why he did so. Also, Joe Biden has told us that, yes, the Second Amendment exists, but you're not entitled to a gun. Maybe some of the language there might be a little frustrating, but the fact of the matter is that Biden goes on his little rant about, somebody taking a car and tries to compare having a driver's license with the right to keep and bear arms. Now, look, I don't believe you're entitled to a gun in the fact that you just get a free gun. But if you have the means to get one, to purchase one, you ought to be able to get a gun, period. You really should. You say, well, we need background checks. Well, if we were administering justice the way we talk about, we wouldn't be worried about criminals getting guns. You know why? Because criminals, the violent ones, who have committed capital crimes would be 6 feet under. We wouldn't be worried about infringing on everybody else's right who are living. And there's nothing to worry about from law-abiding citizens. So Joe Biden is just, drumming the same old, that Democrats drum. And that often, or that we've seen here recently, that even Republicans are pushing through with some of the red flag laws and the bump stock bans and things like that. So, with that said, new contributor at SunsLibertyMedia.com, Kurt Nemo. You may recognize the name. He used to be at InfoWars. Neocons, Iran is positioning missiles against U.S. and Iraq. Okay. Look, guys. This is it. We should not be in these other countries. How would we react to other armies of other nations coming into our country and setting up camp in a military base? We would be ticked off. In fact, during the Obama administration, it was pointed out Russians were here, Chinese were here, all these other military troops, Saudi Arabia troops were here. And when the word got out about it, people were ticked off that they were here training, just training, much less setting up a military base. What about these guys? Also, SunsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims emboldened. List of Islamists looking to represent you in 2020. I just updated that today via Deplorable Kale. Also, in contrast to the RNC chairwoman's claims about Ramadan and her hope that Americans will buy into the spirit of peace and charity. The Ramadan Bombathon 2019, the attacks, crimes, and deaths performed by Islamic jihadis this year already. Also, White House has set up a little tool there for you reporting your free speech violations on social media platforms. When we come back, we're going to talk.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Okay, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933. I ran up against the break there. Apologize for that. I didn't mean that we were going to speak with Donald Trump, but we're going to speak about Donald Trump's words that he had to say, words that are going to be aired on Fox News this coming Sunday. And by the way, Fox News is controlled opposition. Okay, I realize they probably have one, maybe two guys over there that are actually some okay guys. But even those guys, in a lot of ways, have some problems, okay? But come Sunday night on The Next Revolution, I don't even watch Fox News. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. I don't watch any of that other stuff. I just don't watch it. I get the things that I get from the news sources, or they claim to be news sources, and other sources online, to get at what's going on. Now, what am I going to talk about in this segment? And if you call in, 1-866-582-9933, please stick to the topic. It's not Chinese buffet. We're going to talk about this thing right here. President Trump, in a little preview from Steve Hilton, the Fox News, the New Revolution. And, you know, Steve strikes me as very effeminate himself. I don't know him, but he strikes me as very effeminate in the way he conducts himself. Steve said, don't you think it's great that a man can appear on stage with his husband running for office? Don't you think that's great that he even included the term normal, that it's been normalized? And I want you to keep that in your mind, okay? I wish that we had our thing hooked up properly with GCN, because I'd play you the clip and let you actually hear it. But you can go to sonsoflibertycom, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can play it for yourself, okay? Title of the article is Trump, I have no problem with a sodomite married to another man running for office. By the way, I use that term not as something derogatory, as like some kind of hate speech or, you know, put down. I use it in the same way we use the term murderer. It describes what the person does, or liar, or thief, or adulterer. Whatever we use, we use it to describe what the person does, their, whatever their behavior is. It is not a derogatory term in the sense of a put down. It is derogatory, obviously, in what they're doing. But it is not hate speech. And I've had some people want to change my title for that. That's fine. If they're going to go in and do that stuff, they can do it. But the fact of the matter is this describes what the person does. This is why I don't think that homosexual is enough, because it does not describe their behavior. I don't think gay even comes close to implying anything about what these people do, and so I don't use it. And if people submit articles to me, no matter what side I'm on, if they submit those there and you use the term gay, I'm changing it, okay? I just don't do that. So that's just my two cents worth a penny, all right? Here's how Donald Trump responded to that question from Steve Hilton. He said, I think it's absolutely fine. I do. I think it's great. It's huge. No, he didn't say that. He did say, I think it's great. I think it's absolutely fine. I think it's something that perhaps some people may have a problem with, like God, like Christians, like those who believe what the Bible says about that. He didn't say that part. I'm saying that part. But he says, I have no problem whatsoever. I think it's good. I think it's good. How are we supposed to take that serious when people defend this guy and say, well, he's a Christian. I know he's a Christian because people said that, you know, somebody was there and they said he has Jesus in his heart. Okay, well, where do you find that in Scripture? That's not the way that happens. You must be born again. All right? And part of the evidence of that is you turn from sin. You're not saying sin's good. You're saying it's evil. You're agreeing with God as to what it is. It starts in the mind. It is a change of mind. That's what repentance is. And then that affects our behavior. And to call, you know, the Bible is very clear on that. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Woe to them. Now, many of you listening to me probably voted for Mitt Romney in the past, 2012. And Mitt Romney was one who, in his state, Massachusetts, he was the guy who legalized the redefinition of marriage. He didn't make it lawful. He legalized it. And I use those terms differently, okay? Because legalized, to me, means you can do that with anything that's unlawful. You can legalize whatever the heck you want to legalize. But when we talk about what is lawful, we're talking about what is lawful under God's law. We're talking about a difference in the beast system and the system of God. And yes, I'm referencing Revelation 13 in that. The beast system, that is what all tyrannical governments become when they move out from under the law of God. Read Pilgrim's Progress. You'll see John Bunyan, even though I think it applies specifically to the first century, there is a principle that we can bear out that we see what happens when men move away from God's law and they go under a tyrannical beast. And John Bunyan says this beast comes up. He almost describes it the same way, all these heads, horns, all this stuff. And he says it comes up every now and again. And the beast comes up to what? Persecute the people of God. That's what they're doing. You say, well, Donald Trump's on our side. Okay, you just keep telling yourself that. Okay? You just keep telling yourself that. If that's what you want to believe. These are the same kind of people that not only, quote, know the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. And I know the passage contains a whole lot of sins, but its main focus at one point in Romans 1 is about how God turns people over to dishonor their bodies one with another with members of the same sex. But it says not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it. Donald Trump has given his approval to those who are at war with God. What side does that put him on? Do you want to be on that side? And if you want to do that, that's your choice. It's not going to end very well, but that's your choice. The fact that Trump not only says that he thinks it's absolutely fine, but that Hilton said it is normal for a man to have a husband, it should concern anyone who has any inkling of discernment, any inkling of the truth, or claims that they're a Christian. Unless you think I'm bashing Trump, I'm not. I want you to understand it's always been, and I know Bradley would say this too, it's always been that the Sons of Liberty has always been as a Christian mindset that we hold to the law. We're not following a man except the man Christ Jesus, right? That's who we follow. The 45 goals of the communists for America are extremely clear. And right smack dab in the middle is number 26. And this is what it is. Listen to me very carefully. This is right in the middle of the 45 goals of the communists for America. It's been entered into the congressional record for decades. Number 26. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Normal, natural, and healthy. That's a communist goal. You say, well, President Trump isn't a communist. Okay, fine. He's not a communist. But he's pushing a communist agenda with saying that. Just like Reagan. I don't think Reagan was a communist. I think he fought against communism in Hollywood. That's in large measure why his first marriage fell apart, because he was fighting communism. But I don't know if he got old, he got tired, or whatever. You start seeing that he allowed for no-fault divorce, which you can read his letters. He said that was one of the things he regretted the most. He really wanted to ease the pain of people when it came to divorce because of what he suffered himself. Okay? But you look at him on education. The reason we're in the mess we're in, we can go back ultimately down to the family, for sure. And we can go back generations to that. But if you really want to know where it's coming from, it's coming out of the education system. And Ronald Reagan really sold us out. He had a chance to abolish the Department of Education that Jimmy Carter established just before the end of his presidency. Reagan said it was unconstitutional, said it shouldn't be there, let it go. And one of his own people came out, Charlotte Isbert, and she has been exposing that ever since. And that is, it's entrenched with communism. Look, there is nothing normal, natural, or healthy about sodomy. Nothing. It's unnatural, it's not normal, and it's unhealthy. It's even shameful to imagine what these men do with their privates in their orifices. It's just shameful. I'm not going to talk about it. And I shouldn't have to. You should get it. This does not go together. It is unnatural. But you're being sold a bill of goods that it's love. It's not. It's degeneracy. It's degeneracy. On the other side of the break, where it's a halfway point, we're going to pick up what our founders thought about this. We're going to pick up what God said about it. And you have to determine who you're going to follow. You're going to follow God or you're going to follow man. Hang on.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill prohibiting LGBTQ discrimination is headed to the Senate after passage in the House.
The yeas are 236, the nays are 173. The bill is passed.
The measure expands the Civil Rights Act, which was approved in 1964, and would ban discrimination against LGBTQ individuals based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Republican-led Senate, and President Trump has already said he would be opposed to the bill. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was the latest person to announce he's running for president in 2020 against President Trump. Aboard Air Force One, President Trump discusses de Blasio's entry into the race.
I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you're just tuning in and you don't recognize the voice, I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and I'm filling in for Bradley today. We're talking about President Trump's comments that they're a part of a little excerpt that is promoting the next revolution. I used to, when I was growing up, I used to be taught the Revolutionary War. It wasn't the Revolutionary War. It was the War for Independence. We need to get our, you know, when we talk about Abraham Lincoln invading the South, we need to get these things straight so that we form the narrative in our conversations with people. It wasn't revolutionary. It was a war for independence. It was a war against tyranny. It was not a war to overthrow government. There's a huge difference in those two things, and if you don't understand them, maybe we need to go back to ABC school on that, okay? But you need to understand the difference. You need to adjust your conversation. We need to adjust our conversation to fit that. It was not the Revolutionary War. It was, if we could say so, it was the Reformation War. It was just in America what had taken place in Europe hundreds of years before. It was bringing men, it was an attempt to bring men away from lawlessness and back under the law of God. That's what, I mean, this come out of the pulpits of America, the war for independence. It was a standing up to tyranny. Okay? Lincoln's war should be recognized as the war of northern aggression. It really should, people. Yeah, I'm a good old Southern boy. I don't mind telling you I don't mind identifying with the Confederacy. It stood against the lawlessness. You said, what was about slavery? Yeah, there were some slave owners here. I don't deny that. This was the War of Northern Aggression was never about slavery. That entered in as a political means to sway the people. I'm not going to sit here and justify chattel slavery. I'm not going to do that. The Bible holds certain things about slavery. Okay? And I'm not going to get into all those things, but I'll just leave you with this on that issue. There were no Southern slave ships. all those slave ships were owned by the people who invaded the South. Okay? Just so you know. And Lincoln didn't free one slave with the Emancipation Proclamation, as you were propagandized and as you were indoctrinated to believe. He made everybody a slave to the government. That's the plantation there. That's the beast that I'm talking about when I talk about this stuff. Now, back to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to join in. Please stick to that topic. We're not going to talk either one of those things that I just talked about, okay? We're still on the issue of addressing sodomy here. Now, I don't know about you, but a man that sides with sodomites and agrees it's not only normal, but even the perversion of marriage to include such people, and that it's a good thing. I don't have a problem with it. Some people have a problem with it, but I don't have a problem with it. That's not a side you want to be on, people. I'm just telling you right now, there's a line in the sand. It's already drawn. And like Moses to the people of Israel, I want to know who's on the Lord's side. Not who's on Donald Trump's side, not who's on Barack Obama's side or Hillary Clinton or name your person, William Barr, or any of these political figures. Who's on the Lord's side and who's on everybody else's side? If you're on the Lord's side, you better get on it now. Because if you don't, the storms are coming. You need to be on that side now. You need to take your position in battle now. And I'm not talking about with your arms, your AR-15s. Look, I love to shoot more than anybody. Braddock can tell you. He's been down to my house. We had a great time shooting guns. I'm talking about using the spiritual weapons that we have to speak out in the name of the Lord. I mean, we go out just as David did, and he says, you know what, you uncircumcised Philistines, how dare you mock the armies of God? I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to cut your head off. And I'm going to send the enemies to flight. That's what he said. Now, he did it with physical weapons. The Bible tells us that our weapons are not carnal. They are not fleshly. They are not like that. But they're mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds. And the strongholds really that we're talking about are in people's minds. This is where the gospel sets men free. It sets men free. So they're not in bondage to the likes of the things that Pete Buttigieg does, because this guy takes and mocks the gospel as a license for his depraved behavior with this other man. And the Bible clearly tells us that grace is not a license to sin. It's not. If God's given Peter Buttigieg grace, he's not going to sit there and say, God, you know, I'm closer to God now that I've just embraced this depravity that I'm in, this wickedness, this unnormal, unnatural, unhealthy behavior that I engage in. It doesn't do that. That's the exact opposite of what it teaches us. It teaches us that sin that is displeasing to God, that it is an indication that God has given us up, not that he has taken us in and received us. Read Romans 1. But that he's given us up. The person that God has shown grace to says, I see my sin. I am miserable. I am undone, as Isaiah said. I can't change myself. I am incapable of doing so. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Kind of like the publican there in the temple. But Buttigieg is kind of like the guy who's opposite of him, beating on his chest. Well, I'm glad I'm not like everybody else. And you made me this way, God, so I'm this way. And I can be with a man the way I am with a woman, although you can't actually do that. Just like people who think they can change genders. They can't actually do it. They can mutilate their bodies to make it appear that way, but they never become what they're aiming to become. Why? Because God's made you a certain way. And you know what? In God's providence, Peter Buttigieg is doing exactly what he's doing. Just like Pharaoh hardened his heart, just like God said he would when the word came to him. And why? Because in Pharaoh's case, God said he was going to do it to show himself strong. I'm going to harden his heart. I'm going to make him rebellious so I can show how powerful I am over the fake gods of Egypt. and I'm going to deliver a people into myself, and I'm going to set my love upon them. I'm going to bring them into a covenant in a land that they didn't possess. I'm going to judge the nations before them who were sinful in that area. I'm going to bring them into that land. I'm going to show how mighty I am for my own glory. And God's not an idolater, people. He's not prideful. He's not arrogant. He's God. And he's not going to let the worship and the glory go to somebody else. We got to keep that in mind when we're looking at these kinds of things here. Okay? We have to keep that in mind. Why do we have to keep that in mind? Well, do I need to point us to Genesis 19? You guys remember the story there. And in the story where the angels came into Sodom and Gomorrah, which is where we get the term sodomy, the men from the young to the old came to surround the house, and they wanted to sodomize the angels who appeared as men who came to Lot's house. They wouldn't even take the women who were Lot's own daughters. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't take them, and they wouldn't abuse them sexually. They were going to do the other, okay? And they did that. And what happened? Well, God got the people out of, he got them out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He got Lot and his daughters out and his wife partially the way out because she wanted to look back. She had a love for the city. And over again, we're seeing that America is succumbing to the beast system that loves sodomy. I'm not going to get into the issues of what these people do. Paul says it's even shameful to talk about what these people do. But you can let your own imagination go there if you want. It is unnatural. It is unhealthy. It is disgusting. And yet, the President of the United States says, don't have a problem with it. I think it's a good thing. You need to understand, people, the greatest enemy of America isn't Islam. It isn't a foreign entity. It isn't even the traitors inside America. The greatest enemy that America faces is, you ready for this? God himself. Your national security, everything you are as a country, is at risk if you're at war with God. Everything. You, your kids, your buildings, your property, your stuff, your businesses, all of it is at risk if God is your enemy. You better think real long and hard about how you're being propagandized in this country. We continue to thumb our nose in God's face, and people will support it for a political jersey that their team wears. Shame on us. Shame on us for doing such. And you know what? All I can say is, may God have mercy on such a foolish and stupid people. And turn us, as Jeremiah prayed, if he would but turn us, we would be turned. Look, I'm throwing myself in the midst. Daniel didn't exclude himself from his people. He confessed his sins and the sins of his people. Jeremiah didn't do that either. He threw himself right in there. Isaiah, when he says, I'm coming apart, I've seen the holy God. I have unclean lips and I live among unclean lips people. The man of God isn't separate from the people who are engaged in their sin. He's calling them back to God. He's crying out to God for repentance. Final segment coming up. Let's look at what our founders did. Let's look at how they dealt with it, and let's see if Donald Trump will rise up to that. We hope so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, look, if you want to be one of these people who want to justify what is unjustifiable, knock yourself out, I'm happy to call you to repentance over that. Because, you know, when you call somebody to repentance, it's not because you hate them, it's because you love them. I mean, when you take your kids, people, look, when your kid is doing something that's wrong, when he's doing something that's immoral, when he does something that you know in the end, if he grows up continuing to do what he's doing and behaving in a certain way, he's going to behave, he's going to get himself killed, he's going to get himself thrown in jail, he's going to get all kinds of trouble. What do? You say, oh, I just love you, Johnny. You're just the greatest thing. I just think that's so cute. No, you don't. You spank his butt. And you tell him, you go, look, this is the wrong thing to do. God has said this. You love him enough to correct him. That's the point. I know I've done it with my kids. I don't abuse my kids. I want to do that so that they don't have these issues when they go out into society, and so that when they go to work for somebody, that worker is not looking at them as a lazy sloth, or he's looking at them as a thief or a criminal or anything else, but they look at them as a blessing to the, you know, where they work, or if they start their own business, that they're a blessing to others even in that business, that they care for their families and such. I don't know why this is a foreign concept to people in America. You heard the news about this stupid law about discrimination of LGBT people. Look, the First Amendment's clear. You have a right to discriminate. You said, what? That's right. You have freedom of assembly. You know what that means? You know what's entwined in all of that? You have a right to discriminate on who you assemble with and who you don't, who you invite to your house and who you don't, who you go protest with and who you don't. And it applies right down to your work, too. Like it or not, it really does. And this is why I've said all along, these bakers, photographers, all these people who are rejecting sodomites and lesbians for, you know, redefining marriage into something perverted that it isn't. I mean, if they want to go run off and call themselves married, that's their business. I can't stop them doing it. But to come in and say, I have to provide services to that perversion, it is a violation. And to use the hand of government to enforce it, it is a violation of the law. It is a violation of the law that restrains government, not the people. Those people have a right to do business with who they want to and who they don't want to. Same thing. Now, let's get to how our founding fathers, because we've got a short amount of time, and I got a little on a tangent there at the end, the last. But look, let's look to a guy that our founding fathers looked to. They knew him very well, William Blackstone. His book, The Fourth of Public Wrongs of Offenses Against the Persons of Individuals. Here's what William Blackstone wrote about the issue of sodomy. This is what he's talking about when he says the infamous crime against nature, okay? What has been here observed, which ought to be the more clear in proposition as the crime is the more detestable, may be applied to another offense of a still deeper malignity, the infamous crime against nature, committed either with man or beast. But it is an offense of so dark a nature that the accusation should be clearly made out. I will not act so disagreeable apart to my readers as well as myself to dwell any longer upon the subject, the very mention of which is a disgrace. That's what I'm talking about. But what Paul says is shameful to human nature. Okay? He goes on with some Latin phrases that I'm not going to bore you with, but he's talking about when a crime is found out or when it's communicated by the person who engaged in it, they're to be punished. Okay? This is the voice of nature, writes Blackstone, and of reason, and the express law of God determined to be capital, of which we have a signal instance long before the Jewish dispensation by the destruction of two cities by fire from heaven. Who's he talking about, people? Sodom and Gomorrah. So that this is a universal, not merely a provincial precept. In other words, he's saying, this isn't just dependent upon the law of God we read in Exodus 20, 1 to 17, nor is it just the law of God in Deuteronomy, which is the re-giving of the law. This is something that's universal. Everybody recognizes it. If you're wondering why Islamists view sodomy as sin, now I don't agree with how they deal with it, because they formulate kangaroo courts for everything. Their law is not God's law. But if you're wondering why they even see it that way, the reason they see it that way is just universal. Everybody knows it. And the people who want to defend these people doing it, you know it too. You just don't want to say it for whatever reason. You think it's love or whatever. It's not. It's hate. But you think that. Okay? Blackstone goes on to say, our ancient law in some degree imitated this punishment by commanding such miscreants to be burnt to death. Why? I mean, that seems like a pretty horrible way to die, right? I think so. Well, it's because God sent fire and brimstone from heaven to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. That they should be burned alive. Now, in the New Testament, it just says, or in the Old Testament, it just says that they should be put to death. And the New Testament says they're worthy of death. Blackstone said that hanging was fine. The point was is that you brought punishment. You brought justice. Not a prison cell where they can go ahead and engage in it with other sodomites in that cell. Or where the criminal can learn from other criminals how to be a better criminal. That's called rehabilitation today. George Washington drummed out one of his own men out of his army for attempted sodomy. All right? And there were witnesses to it. He drummed him out in front of everybody, embarrassed him. Oh, he ruined his poor little self-esteem. But that's what he did. That's exactly what he did. And all of it based on the law of God. Leviticus 20:13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Let me give you a few instances here because time's running short. We've got about 3 minutes here. New York, the law in New York, that detestable and abominable vice of buggery or sodomy shall be from henceforth a judge felony, and that every person being thereof convicted by verdict, confession, or outlawry, outlaw being flight to avoid prosecution, shall be hanged by the neck until he or she be dead. That's New York. That's where Bill de Blasio, 2020 presidential candidate, Red Bill, the commie himself, that's where he is right now. That's what their law was. Connecticut, if any man shall lie with mankind as he lieth with womankind, Both of them have committed abominations. They shall be put to death. That's straight out of Leviticus. That's Connecticut's law. They're a communist state, too. Sodomy shall be punished by imprisonment or hard labor in the penitentiary during the natural life or lives of the person or persons convicted of this detestable crime. That's Georgia, Maine. That if any man shall commit the crime against nature with a man or male child, every such offender being duly convicted thereof in the Supreme Judicial Court shall be punished by solitary imprisonment for such term not exceeding 1 year and by confinement afterwards to hard labor for such term not exceeding 10 years. That's Maine. I don't agree that that's justice, but they at least recognized it was a crime. Pennsylvania, that if any person or person shall commit sodomy, he or they, so offending or committing any of the said crimes within this province, their counselors, aides, comforters, and abettors, being convicted thereof as above said, shall suffer as felons and shall forfeit for the commonwealth to all and singular lands and tenements, goods, and chattels, whereof he or she was seized or possessed at the time, at the discretion of the court passing the sentence, not exceeding 10 years, in the public gaol or house of correction of the county of the city in which the offense shall have been committed and be kept at such labor. That's Pennsylvania. Again, it's not, I don't think that's justice at all, but they recognize there's a crime. South Carolina, my state, U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the detestable and abominable vice of buggery, sodomy, be from henceforth adjudged felony, and that the offenders be being hereof convicted by verdict, confession, or outlawry, again, flight to avoid persecution, shall suffer pains of death and losses and penalties of their good. And in Vermont, the state of the socialist himself, Bernie Sanders, who defends sodomy. If any man lieth with mankind as he lieth with womankind, they both shall suffer death. Now, I've got 1 minute. And as is customary, there's the law. The law ought to drive you to Christ. It ought to say, I'm undone. I'm a sinner. I'm engaged in this thing that's worthy of death. And Tim Brown wants to kill me. No, I don't want to kill you. I want to give you some good news. I want to give you some hope. Turn from your sin. Stop sinning, as Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery. Go and sin no more. And you know what? You'll have forgiveness. You'll have life. And that more abundantly. There's a man who gave himself. He gave his life. He poured out his life on a cross in order to save sinners just like you and me. And he calls you to repent. He calls you to repent and to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and turn and love your neighbor as yourself. Not love yourself so much that you lust and just dishonor your bodies with such behavior as this. President Trump, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're over 70 years old, man. It's time you get with the program. It's time you put your actions where your mouth is. 23 hours. Bradley be back with you for 2 hours on Saturday. Till then, see ya.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.